I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, September 22nd. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says he doesn't see a need for formal public hearings about how the city will use the $46.3 million in federal pandemic relief money. The City Council passed a resolution offered by Ward 2 Councilor Anthony Andronico calling for those public hearings and a full accounting from the administration about the pandemic funds. The city has already used $10 million from the city funds and $5 million of the $10 million awarded to Quincy College to buy the Monroe Building in Quincy Center. An amendment to Quincy's short-term rental regulations would prohibit short-term rentals in residential areas. Ward 5 Councilor Chuck Phelan is proposing the change in an effort to protect residential areas from disruptions from rentals on such online platforms as Airbnb and VRBO. Ward 6 Councilor Bill Harris said short-term rentals are a major issue in Squantum and North Quincy. The Colonial Dames of America in Massachusetts are trying to find any remnants of the original house that was built at the site of the Dorothy Quincy Homestead in Quincy. An archaeological survey will begin next week in a search for artifacts from the Edmund Quincy House, built in 1635. The grounds of the homestead will remain open during the survey. However, the homestead will be closed until October 8th. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, September 22nd.